This is the shiur of Sunday, Yud Dalet Menachemov, 10th of August. Siman Tofresh Chov Dalet, Seder Moitzoye Makipurim, the Seder of Moitzoye Yom HaKippurim. So we've discussed all the halachas with regards to Yom Kippur. Now we've reached Moitzoye Yom HaKippurim, and the halachas are as follows. Mispalim Tfilas Arvis, one davens Maariv as regular, normal weekday Maariv. And the Oymer Havdalah Bechonin Hadoas, and one says Havdalah, the relevant words of Havdalah in the Bracha of Chonin Hadoas. Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Aleph, Mispalin Tfilas Avis, Ein Le'eltzim Reish Tzadik Gimel Seif Aleph Mishneh Berurah Sham. What happens if a person, by mistake, still says HaMelech HaKadosh in the Bracha? It's already Motzeh Yom Kippur, it's not Yom Kippur anymore. But by mistake, because he's been davening so many times the Bracha of Melech HaKadosh, he by mistake said HaMelech HaKadosh in the weekday Shmoneh Esreh of Motzeh Yom Kippur. Is he Yotze, his Shmoneh Esreh of Maariv, or maybe not? Does he need to repeat it? The consensus of the poskim is that he does not need to go back. He doesn't need to go back, and he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. Siv Beis Tzorich Lohisiv Mechol El Hakodesh. There's a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, not only before Yom Kippur, which was discussed in the previous siman, but also after Yom Kippur. There's a halacha and a mitzvah to be Moisiv Mechol El Hakodesh. We need to add a little bit of time to Yom Kippur, also on Motzei Yom Kippur. Gam Yetzi, also when Yom Kippur goes out. Shiamtinu Me'at. They should wait a little bit Achai Yetzias Kichovim. That means after Nacht, you need to add a little bit of time, as Shulchan Aruch says, Me'at, in order to, until you can actually do the Melachas and do the Inuyim. Sif Kotten Gimel, Shamtinu Me'at Achetzias Kechovim, the Mishneh Berurah teaches us, V'toich HaZman Hazeh, and within that time of Tosef Yom HaKippurim, also Be'achila, when he's not allowed to eat, V'rechitza, not allowed to wash, V'sicha, and do and smearing like all the other Inuim, Ach Ein Zeh Shir Lehoi Sofer, Ach Ein Shir Lehoi Sofer, there is no exact measure, exact time limit how much this Tosef needs to be. Well, okay, therefore, Kivan Shemispalani Machat says, Kichovim, since we anyway daven Maariv after Nacht, Mutorim Bekulam, ultimately, by the time you're finished Maariv, you'll have to do all of those. Av Shadayun Lehivdim Alakois, although you haven't physically done Havdalah with wine, Rag Be'achil Veshtia, Surim Ad Achar Havdalah, but eating and drinking anyway, you can only do after Havdalah. Benim Chal Bechol, Benim Shal Chal Beshabbos. Whether it's on weekday or Shabbos, either way, you need to wait for eating and drinking anyway until after Havdalah, because there's a separate halacha that you're not allowed to eat before you actually have done Havdalah. But the point being over here of the Mishneh Berurah that you're going to wait this Tosefes, you're going to be Mekayim, fulfilling this mitzvah of Tosefes anyway. By default, you're going to be fulfilling it if you're davening Maariv in Shul, because by the time you're finished Maariv, by the time you get home, you've certainly fulfilled this Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. However, the Mishneh Berurah points out that halacha lemaisa, you'll have to wait even a little bit longer for eating and drinking, because you can only eat and drink after Havdalah. Here the poskim discuss the shaila with regards to, is a person allowed to eat, not to eat, I'm sorry, but to drink a little bit of water before Havdalah. So say somebody had a very long tannus and a very difficult one, and he's got a headache and he really wants to drink a little bit of water before the actual Havdalah, before getting home. Is he allowed to just take a cup of water and drink? Interesting question. The halacha is as follows. Many poskim, there is a Shoyle Meshiv and others who are matir, to drink before Havdalah. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman is not happy with it, and I think that is generally the consensus, that you won't be actually allowed, you won't drink anything unless you have davened Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei, meaning that you need Havdalah for drinking water. Now, you don't need a proper Havdalah with wine, but the fact you have done Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei, that and only that will allow you to actually drink a cup of water. Before that, before you have done Shmoneh Esrei and you've said in Chayin Adas the Havdalah, before that point, you actually won't be allowed to drink water. The halacha may be the same as well, If a person says Baruch Hamavdil Min Kodesh Lechoil, maybe the same halacha applies there too, that it's got the same status as saying Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei. So therefore, if a person is really thirsty, maybe to say before Mariv, to say Baruch Hamavdil Min Kodesh Lechoil, which is halachically considered a Havdalah, and then to drink a cup of water. But if a person hasn't davened Mariv and he hasn't said the Havdalah in Chayin Hadas, and he hasn't said Baruch Hamad Mekodesh Tachol, then certainly a person according to Reb Shlomo Zalman wouldn't be allowed to drink water yet. Siv Gemel. Siv Gemel. Mavdin in Alakois. When you get home, you make Havdalah on wine. We make Havdalah on wine. Ve'in Mevorchin Al Apsomim. But we do not make a bracha on Besomim, on spices. Afilim Chol Yeis B'Shabbos. Even if it falls on Shabbos, and the Havdalah is a Motzei Shabbos, and the Havdalah is a Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur Havdalah simultaneously. What's the reason for that? Why is it that we don't make the bracha of psalmim? Sifkot and Gimel explains as follows. Afilim chal yois b'shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, sheta'am habracha. In Sifkot and Hey, afilim chal yois b'shabbos, sheta'am habracha. The reason of the bracha of psalmim. Kidei lehoshiv es ha-nefesh, in order to appease the soul, mipnei ha-neshama yaseira, because the neshama yaseira, the additional spirit that we have, shehol choloi, which has disappeared, on Motzei Shabbos, neshama yaseira goes away from us. Ve'achshav, however, now, b'yem ha-kippurim, on Yom Kippur, lo yihoyo boi neshama yaseira. A person did not have a neshama yaseira. Mipnei ha-tanis, because of the tanis. The neshama yaseira is based on the food and drinks that we enjoy on Shabbos. On Yom Kippur, we don't have that. Therefore, there is no Neshama Yaseira on Yom Kippur. Therefore, the fact that we appease on Motzei Shabbos by having spices, we appease because Neshama Yaseira leaves us, and we take some spices on Psomim to make us feel a little bit better. But there's no need to do that on Motzei Yom Kippur, because in Motzei Yom Kippur we don't have that problem, because in the whole Yom Kippur we didn't have a Neshama Yaseira, so it didn't leave us, so therefore we don't make psalmim on Motzei Yom Kippur. Avol, however, Rabbi Machoini, many of the later authorities, Choel Kemal Zeh, disagree with that. This is what they hold. Kshechal b'Shabbos, if it does fall on Yom Kippur, falls on Shabbos, and by the Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, yesh lebrachah l'psalmim, you'll have to make the bracha of psalmim, because it's true that it's Motzei Yom Kippur, but it's not only Motzei Yom Kippur, it's also Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, according to that understanding, according to that opinion, you actually will have to make bracha of psalmim on Motzei Shabbos Yom Kippur. There's no concern of potentially making a bracha levatoleh, because ultimately he had benefit from it, and therefore bracha was not considered a bracha levatoleh. And it's, yeah. When we come back, nevertheless, we don't paskin publicly like that. Certainly shouldn't protest and tell people to do so in public. Only individually in your own house, you may make a bracha if you wish. So publicly, when in shul, says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to encourage people to make the bracha, but if you wish to make at home, psalmim you can. And that's, I think that many people have that minig. Ve'im chol b'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos, Oimrim, says the Mishnah Berurah, we do say Vitan Lecha. We say Vitan Lecha. Now there's a bit of a machloek is when we say Vitan Lecha. Shlomo Zalman didn't like so much the idea of saying Vitan Lecha after extended davening and Yom Kippur and everybody's hungry. He said rather, even if it is Motzei Shabbos, wait for the Vitan Lecha and don't say it in shul. By that particular occasion, that Motzei Shabbos, the Yom Kippur falls on Motzei Shabbos, don't say it in Lechon Shul, rather say it at home. But there's various minhagim with regard to that as well, but the Pshutim Zaman encouraged people to say it in Lechon at home and not in Shul. Ve'einoyim ve'einoyam ve'atakodesh, we don't say ve'einoyam ve'atakodesh lefi shechag ha-sukkah is chad ba'emtz ha-shavua, because the sukkah is falling in the middle of the week, and therefore we don't say ve'einoyam ve'atakodesh. Siv Dalet. Mevorchin al ha-oyr. We make a bracha on a candle, on a flame, on light. Ve'ein mevachin b'moitzoy Yom Kippurim. And on Yom Kippur, we don't make a bracha al ha'oyr she'tzioy ato minu avonim. We don't make a newly created fire, which is now being created from stones. We do make a bracha ma'amud rishon ve'elach from the first fire. I'm going to explain that as we go through the Mishnah Berurah. Seif Koton Vav. We do make a bracha on the flame. Lefisha paskan also by b'yoyim, because he had no enjoyment on that day. Shekol ha'yoyim, the entire day, loy hoy yicholim leishtamesh boy. Now we couldn't use that all. Ve'achshav hutu loy, now it is permitted. Seif Koton Zayin b'moitzoyim akipurim ala ur shoytzoy. V'uaden. Similarly, if you take matches, that's okay. I'm going to explain that in a minute. Let's just go through the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. What is the difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos? Which is the following. Shabbos. The Mishum, the Tam Shem Vorchin ala Ube Moitzoy Shabbos, She Einoi Elo Shenivra Ube Moitzoy Shabbos. The reason why we make generally a bracha of Boir Meor Eish and Motzoy Shabbos is because fire was created on Moitzoy Shabbos. She Odom Harishon, Odom Harishon, Hikish Ha'avoni B'Moitzoy Shabbos Zeh B'Zeh. He took two stones and he rubbed it one another, V'Hoitzi Moin Eish, and he created fire. And therefore, mutar levorech al eish kaze. We make a bracha on fire like this, mimasha yitzir ato, which was created now. So that is, we have a bracha of boirem eoreish, which we do on Matzah Shabbos. And the reason why we make that bracha of boirem eoreish on Matzah Shabbos is because Adam HaRishon, they had no fire on Friday and obviously on Shabbos. But on Matzah Shabbos, the first Matzah Shabbos, he created the fire. He took two stones. He had a bean, Rashi explains, he had an insight. Wisdom was given and was put into his head. And he had the wisdom of creating that. He took two stones together. He rubbed until fire was created. And that is why, Zecher of that, the reason, because of that, as a remembrance of that, we make every Matzah Shabbos the bracha of Boirem Yoyer Oish. However, Avol b'moitzoyim akipurim. However, on moitzoyim akipurim, Hashem v'orchin al ur. The fact that we make boirim oish on moitzoyim kippur, who le'oirois to show us, shoyim zeh yokodosh, to show that this day was holy, was different. Mishay yomim toivim was very different than any other regular yomim toivim. V'nesa le'avi boish, and on yom kippur, unlike any other yomim toivim, we don't create fire. We don't use fire. And now it is permitted. And the fire is a chiddush, is a new thing. And you make a bracha on that. And this only makes sense with fire, shavas, shavas that rested. Meaning, which existed throughout Yom Kippur, b'shas shvisa, during Yom Kippur, where we weren't allowed to name melachos, it was existing already. And we refrained ourselves from any benefit from it. As opposed to the other lights. In other words, what he says as follows: on Matzah Shabbos, we make a fire and we make a bracha on that fire because Adam HaRishon created the first fire on Matzah Yom Kippur, and as a remembrance of that, we make fire on Matzah Yom Kippur. We make a bracha on that. Now, this is not the reason for Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the fire is a very different thing altogether. The reason why we make a fire, why we make a bracha on fire on Matzah Yom Kippur, is to show that the whole Yom Kippur we didn't do any melachos. Unlike regular Yom Tovim, we didn't do any melachas, we didn't use any fire throughout the entire Yom Kippur. But now, on Motzi Yom Kippur, I'm allowed to. So I'm showing, I'm emphasizing, I'm stressing that now I'm allowed to use the fire and have benefit from the fire. I'm allowed to do something with the fire, I'm allowed to increase and decrease the fire. Now, this is only makes sense if there was a fire around on Yom Kippur, and that fire that is called Ner Sheshavas, which literally means that Ner that relaxed. It was around, but it was not used. That very fire I'm using now on Matzah Yom Kippur for having a purpose from that fire. So that can only be done if there was a fire existing already. on Yom Kippur, and I'm using it on Motzi Yom Kippur for something. If I create a new fire, if I were to create a new fire on Motzi Yom Kippur, that would miss the boat, because I didn't have a Ner Shavas. I'm not emphasizing, I'm not stressing that there was a relaxed fire, there was a non-used fire on Motzi Yom Kippur, and now I'm using it, because it's a new fire, so that's no point. So Ner Shavas, it has to have a Ner Shavas, on Motzi Yom Kippur, there must be a Ner Shavas, there must be a flame, which was the Holy Yom Kippur, there, it existed, but I didn't use it. That is the halacha of Ner Shavas, which, as we explain now, obviously is not, doesn't need to be on a regular Motzei Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah finishes, Achenim Chalim and Kippurim b'Shabbos. What happens if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos? What do you use on Havdalah? So he says, Mutam Medin Levorech Motzei Shabbos al Uzeh. Really, you'd be allowed to make a bracha on a new fire, because it's, as well as being Motzei Yom Kippur, it's also Motzei Shabbos. So you would be allowed to really make a bracha on Motzei Yom Kippur. Mashen Kin Kam, excuse me, Mutam Medin Levorech b'Motzei Shabbos al Uzeh. Achen Minig Oilem Lahachmir. However, the minig is to be machmir. And we don't have, we don't create a new fire on Motzei Shabbos Yom Kippur, and we use a Nesha Shabbos, even on Motzei Shabbos Yom Kippur. It does say that if it's an indirect second generation light, that okay, we'll speak about that later, Mr. Hashem, that a second generation light is anyway more lenient, and that then you definitely can be lenient with a second generation light for Motzei Shabbos Yom Kippur. Okay, I hope that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, Sif Hei. Yisrael shehidlik me'udik chovim. So a Yid that took a light from a goy. Yeah, from a goy. So it was not a Ner Shavas. It's not a Ner Shavas. But he's using a light from a goy on Motzei Yom Kippur. Yisrael shehidlik me'udik chovim. So a goy had a light and he took the light from him. Ein mevachin on Motzei Yom Kippur. You are not allowed to make a bracha on that on Motzei Yom Kippur. Aval pi shemutzui Shabbos mevachin alav. Although on a Motzei Shabbos you do make a bracha on it, but here on Motzei Yom Kippur you can't. Why is that? As we just discussed earlier, she'ein mevachin b'motzei Yom Kippurim, because we do not make a bracha on Motzei Yom Kippur. Elo alo u sheShabbos mibodyoim. Only on a light, on a fire which was shoyves, which rested literally mibodyoim from before Yom Kippur. Mamesh. Or alternatively, a second generation, that if you don't have a Ner Shavas, then if you have a second generation light, that's also okay, because you didn't actually create a new fire. All you did is that you have a light which may not be a Ner Shavas indeed, but it's a light, and then you take a light from that. A second generation light is also not considered a new light. So therefore, v'chenu agul adlik ma'ashoshiyah shel beis haknesses, and it says that the minhag is to make a havdalah on Motzei Yom Kippur from fire which has been lit the entire Yom Kippur in shul. So that's the minhag. Umiu afilu imhudlak b'yom haKippurim. But if there was a light, however, if there was a light that was lit on Yom HaKippurim, imhudlak b'heta kigoyin lechoyle yochayin levar cholav. If it was lit with permission, such as for choyle, imagine there was a choyle that got really unwell, and the room was dark, and you needed some light there to do some investigation, or because of fear, whatever the reason may be why the choyle needed some light, and the light was made on Shabbos b'heta, because it was sekoles nefoshes, whatever the case may be, so a light was lit on Yom Kippur, you are allowed to take that light which was lit on Yom Kippur, to use that light on Motzei Yom Kippur, although it's not on Ner Shavas, but since it was not Beheta, you're allowed to use that light on Motzei Yom Kippur to make a bracha on it. What it may be important as well to realize is that if a person cannot get hold of Ner Shavas at all, he can't get hold of Ner Shavas, no, he doesn't have neighbors, whatever the case may be, and his light went off, or whatever the case may be, the halacha is still that he should still make Havdalah, although he can't make a bracha of Beir Me'ro Eish if he doesn't have Ner Shavas, but nevertheless, he should still make the Havdalah. Havdalah the bracha of Beir Me'ro Eish is not ma'akev with regards to the bracha of, with regards to Havdalah. So if he can't access any Ner Shavas, nevertheless, he should still make Havdalah.